Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom, send it salam. Yes, yes, yes. Kingdom building preview.
Test your knowledge. Knowledge. What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule?
Where does it rule?
Where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality? Is a reality? Is a reality? Is a reality?
የአህዛብ ዘመን የጀመረውና ያለቀው መቼ?
When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end? End, 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 end.
Was it really 1914 or was it 1916? But okay, Becker, he says a king thing. That's right.
In a place in hard enough to commit in the standing ground. It's how you live it in the standing ground. Box with canary fed up on them mouth. Something to consider and sit out. Should have not go in that. What can I have seen that? Many ones have been that. Run go assume and get them feeling but to sin that. When a decision need to commit in the planting round. To commit in the standing of the ground. They push your principle to reach, stand down, and push your principle out of bounds, and push your reason out of bounds. Keep cool, yeah. Meditate and counsel in the auto, calm down. From it reach drastic and done moving around. Watch and diplomatic when things fall out. Till I see the mission in a song, yeah. Two puppets in the standing ground. Don't go make a principle sound for my sound. Ignorance are truly keep my heart hold down. Till I see how you're suffering in the name of Jesus. You wanna shoot in the bottom. Tell them, try to tell the Rasta men, smoke them, come down. I just to the Lord, it's on a calming sound. Rasta the inward with locks and bolts. Well, tell them Rasta is the Rasta man report. The 4th of July, the Alamo was a fort. Fortify the spirit, party teeth bring report. And the Baba in Africa for the jewels of source. Selassie is the rightful heir of course. True courage in the standing ground. True courage in the bearing ground. True courage in the planting ground. Then should the requirement be known and home. Know it's in the marrow of the bone. Still a firm one, the one set the spirit like revolving door. In a song that tell a man the story's told. If she is a wild, then the palace is for sure. Check for yourself and no more. Yeah, see, the passion for the news has gone sure. Don't let them principles down for my song. Ignorance are true, they keep our heart cool down. Till I see how you're suffering in our eminence house. Oh, this is your heart shook in the bones. No bless I pray Rastafari, no bless I sing Rastafari. I study from the many gods and see later be joined everything now so now be survival. Yeah, in this time, till I see I just could never be spirit and find. See a man result when the blind be the blind. Come is to be from and to all lifetime. If Jah will and if Jah provide, from strength of a life is to management of heart all the time, same time more. True courage in your planting ground. True courage in your standing ground. True courage in the standing ground. Still I see I be brave in word and song.
Yes, 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 you overstand. You understand, you understand. The standing ground right there, that was standing ground, you know. It's still a king ting, you know what I mean? The King of King ting. But here's a tune by R.K. Becker, King Ting. Yes, sir. That's the far right.
Yeah, man, I just answered the call to me, God, I can see that here, God, you know.
Yeah, praise the Lord, it's the King thing. The melody of sound, it is a sing thing. Them a destroy all the feelings over bling thing. Them a mash up all the friendship in a evening. Have a basket up to a over a bling thing. When it's the King thing, so when sing thing. Man say Anna Rasta for I when sing thing. Man say I didn't stand to still a see when sing thing. Enter the court with praise, the gates with thanksgiving. When sing thing, tune rinsing, tune rinsing. When the movie industry now is stinking, when the music industry now is winking, like how the judgment of conscience is changing. Rasta sinking, Rasta man a winking. Right mind win. Yeah, them come illusion out there, they're over thinking, over his potential and greeting to sinking. Industrial systematic, I do heaven is thinking, so mama earth beating. When ding ding, praise him king. As the pugilists, they go to the corners in the squaring, from the taxes and the seating, it's a big thing. Well, they say, shall know it to Jah when it's a king thing, when it is lifting, when ding ding. Now run for the stress, you might overreach. Keep open, waiting as your day bring. When ding ding. So when ding ding. I give to Kipaya Nala, I give all praise to Ababa. I light a fire, but spark a fire, I rock a fire, I anaja. In the middle of the peace, I rule of Jah. In earth all over, we have to remember that we no pay this Jah. When thing I sing, them no fee give that not to the maker and giver. Allah, I rock praise to earth and to a bling ting. When the resource and stretch out to ting. The absence of time don't have nothing. When ting ting, that's why when ting ting. Why ting ting, when ting ting. The earth is the Lord, it's the King ting. The melody of sound, it is a ting ting. The man destroy all the food, it's over bling ting. The mama stop all the friendship in a ting ting. Of all the masses hang up to a yoga a bling ting. When it's the King ting, when ting ting. When ting ting. Man say, and I rock up for my when ting ting. Man say, I been a sample to talk to you when ting ting. Man say, the coach is crazy games without giving. When ting ting, when tune rinsing. When ting ting, when all the movie industry now is changing. When the music industry now is switching. Like all the judgment of the changing. Not a man that ting ting.
Over there in the kitchen, don't you say? It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Father, let my days be longer, for the mouth of the wicked is down on me. They have got to do better, always and forever. Oh, mighty Father, hear my plea. Yes, the enemies are coming over the mountain.
soldiers, till I grab the sheep with my boulder. Oh Lord God Almighty, hear my plea. They're coming at me undercover. Yes, trying to save them, my brothers. But even a toe you touch, then I will know they're my enemies.
Squeeze it, man. But I thank you, Father. thank you, Father. Oh yes, I thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Keep my head above the water. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh yes, I thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Sabbath now go round the end.
አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስት ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንን ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደሉን ሁሉ ይቅር እንደምንል ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለሙ አሜን እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላእክት በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም እንልሻለሁ በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ የማኅፀንሽ ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘላለሙ አሜን። እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን።
Everyone locked into spiritual vibrations with Jade and Rockin' Rocco for a non-stop reggae and dub. Run the first one, Rocco. Jah help us.
Nations rising against nations. Oh. Brothers killing brothers may be. The end has come. Lord have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is done way up in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, like we do on a thing that do it against us. Thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Sing your praises to Jah. Jah help us. Jah help us, Jah help us, hallelujah. Jah help us, Jah help us, Jah help us, hallelujah. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be
am God. Thy will be done on earth as it is done way up in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, like we do one of them that do it against us. Thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Sing all your praises to Jah, 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 help us, Jah, help us, Jah, help us. Hallelujah. Jah, help us.
Welcome to all listeners worldwide.
Some will tell you Although they say that he is not alive, but if he is not alive, how could we survive?
Money make the mare gallop. Get ready for the dub wise.
From Manuel T and Fire Chief, but first this, give thanks and praises.
Greetings in the name of the Most High, Jah, because it's another brand new day. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for giving I and I life everlasting. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for guidance and protection. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for the sunshine, for the raindrop, for the daylight, and for the darkness. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for everything that is good. Heal him. Heal him. Heal Jah. Almighty Eye. Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Yes, me brethren and me sisters, this is a message from Jah to you. Spread it universally. We're all conscious people. I hope you're listening. Not to face me with your ears, but with your mind meditating. A fool will tell you that this message is boring. Well, the devil is a crook, so don't be his next victim. He will jump into your brain and check out what you're thinking. To them that have ears, let them hear. To them that have eyes, let them see. They know it now that Jah is not a partial Lord. Let them that hate Jah now scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven, drive them away. As the wax melted, let all of them be melted away. Jah Jah. Rastafari, Selassie, Rastafari, Jah is Almighty. Selassie, Rastafari, Jah is
Rastafari. Jah is the Most High. Her Selassie Rastafari. Jah is the Most High. King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Jah is the Most High. King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Jah is the Most High. The conquering Lion of tribe of Judah. Jah is the Most High. The conquering Lion of tribe of Judah. Jah is the Most High. Her Selassie Rastafari. Jah is the Most High. Her Selassie Rastafari. Jah is the Most High.
Yes, give thanks and praises.
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality? When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Boom again, Shalom Shaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Mizmor Esadei Dalet. Mizmor Esadei Dalet. Psalm 94, Psalm XCIV, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear, Shema Israel. Here after the order of Malachi, Esedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Esadei Dalet. Psalm 94, plea for divine judgment. Mizmor Adai Dalet. The supreme judge invoked in the first two verses of today's daily psalm, El Nikamoti Yahweh, El Nikamoto Hofia. Hiya nase shofeta haaretz yasheva gemul ala geim. O Jehovah, thou, El, true good, true God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Thou, El, true good, true God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Shine forth, El Nikamot Yahuwah, El Nikamot Hofia. Lift up thyself, thou, the I, male, judge of the earth. Render to the proud their recompense. He naseh shofeta haaretz, hasheva gmul ala geim. Hear, the supreme judge, ha-shofet, the judge invoked. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mizmor Tzadei Dalet. El nekamot yaw, el nekamot hofi'ah. Hi naseh shofeta haaretz, hasheva gmul ala geim. The tone, style, and matter of this mizmor, this psalm, this chant, contrasts sharply with the preceding and the succeeding psalms. Far from El, Ha'el, the true good, true God's sovereignty, being acknowledged and enforced over the earth, over the earthly plane, a state of moral chaos prevails, in which, in that, justice is denied to those who need its protection, its protection most. Perhaps in this very idea is its place within the group to be explained. Psalm XCIII, Psalm 93, proclaimed an ideal. Mizmor Tzadei Gimel proclaimed an ideal. This psalm, Mizmor Tzadei Dalet, Psalm 94, it dwells upon the stark realities that disclose so different. A different world, so different a state of things, a state of things. The following psalms resume the joyful note because of unshakable assurance in the ultimate realization of the ideal. Who are the oppressors and the oppressed? Rephrase, who are the downpressors and the downpressed? According to one Targum, interpretation, foreign nations, nationalities, ethnicities, the Goyim, are acting ruthlessly against Israel. Others hold that lawless Israelites, lawless Bnei Yisrael, children, sons of Yisrael, deal unjustly with their brethren. It's this latter, the latter view is here adopted. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mizmor Tzadei Dalet. El Nekamot Yaw, El Nekamot Hofia. Hinase Shofet Aharet, Hasheva Gmul Alagi. Today's daily psalm, opening two verses, the supreme judge invoked. In verses 3 to 7, the downpressers are described. In verses 8 to 11, the downpressers, their belief is refuted. In verses 12 to 15, the righteous will be vindicated. In verses 16 to 19, security in Elohim. In verses 20 to 23, unjust rulers doomed. Hear, today's daily psalm. According to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mizmor Tzadei Dalet. El Nekamot Yahuwah, El Nekamot Hofia. Hinase Shofet Aharet, Hashev Gmul Al Geim. O Jehovah, thou El Nekamot, the El of vengeance, to whom vengeance belongs, the El, true good, true God of vengeances. El Nekamot. Thou, El, to whom vengeance belongeth, literally in the Hebrew, El Nekamot, the El of vengeances, the plural of intensity, El of great vengeance, El who avenges thoroughly, El Nekamot Yahuwah, We must not associate any idea of vindictiveness with the verb, with the word nikamot. We must not associate any idea, not to associate any idea of vindictiveness with the word nikamot, nikamot, vengeance. It rather comes close to the word Hebraically for retribution, el nikamot, the el of retribution. Vengeance is mine, and recompense literally is payment. For Jehovah will judge Amo, will judge his people. Devarim, Deuteronomy 32 and 35. 32 verse 35. Vengeance is mine, and recompense and payment. Ki Yahuwah, for Jehovah will judge Amo, his people. The moment we, I and I, recognize righteousness to be an essential quality of the divine nature, the divine nature, the nature of natures, the nature of natures, it is impossible, not possible, to overlook the penal activity of the divine government. It is not possible for I and I to overlook the penal activity of the divine, the divine government. A righteous El, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Eloheinu, cannot condone sin, Chatiyat, sin, uckery, crime, and inhumanity. When the righteous are downpressed and the wicked, the ratchet triumph, the psalmist and I deem it not only allowable, but their and I sacred duty to pray for the destruction, for the deconstruction of insolent rulers who poisoned the fountains of justice and crushed the poor, the widow, and the orphan. Thus we ride up the chant, El Nikamot, Yahuwah, El Nikamot, Hofia, Hofia, shine forth, Hofia, Hofia, shine forth. Hear, hear, hear. This recalls Psalm 50. Psalm 50, Hebraically, the second verse of the 50th Psalm. Here we have Mizmor, the chant, Mizmor Nun. Mizmor Non? Mizmor Nun. 50th Psalm. Mizmor Le'asaf, El Elohim Yahuwah, Dibera, Waya Yikra Aretz, Mia Mizrach Shemesh, Adamebo, Misiona, Mikalala Yofia, Elohim Hofia. Here in the 50th Psalm, Mizmor Non Nun, a Psalm of Asaf, Mizmor Lasaf, El Yahuwah hath spoken and called to earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. El Elohim Yahuwah Diver Waikrareta Mi Mizrach Shemesh Adamivo. Out of Zion, Mi Zion. The perfection, the completeness, the perfection of beauty. Miklal Yofi. Miklal Yofi. The perfection, the completeness. Miklal Yofi. Elohim Hofia. Elohim Hofia. Elohim hath shined forth, hath shined forward, hath shined forth. Elohim, the true good, the true God, Hofia. As the sun illuminates the earthly plane, so Elohim brings light, brings illumination to the human mind and psyche and soul. The passage in Deuteronomy 33 and 2 seems to have been in the psalmist's mind, a connection right here with the idea of shining forth, Hofia, Hofia. So here in the 50th Psalm, Elohim, Hofia, Elohim have shined forth, is further shined forth or brought forward here in the first verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Sadai Dalet Sadai Dalet. El Nikamot Yahuwah, El Nikamot Hofia, El Nikamot, the El of vengeances, the El of retribution, shine forth. Hinase Shofeta Haaret Hasheva Gmul Al Geim. Lift up thyself. Hinase. 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 Lift up thyself. Shofet, judge. Shofet ha'aretz, judge of the earth, judge of the earthly plane. Hinase, lift up the eye self. Shofet ha'aretz. Hasheva gemul al geim, render, return, render. Hasheba gemul al geim, render to the proud, upon the proud, the geim, render to the proud their gemul, their reward, their recompense. Render recompense to the Geim. Who are the Geim? The Geim are the men and the people who vaunt themselves in their high station and use their high station ruthlessly. Hear, the groundation of today's daily psalm, a plea for divine judgment. El Nekamot, Yahuwah El Nekamot, Hofia, Hinase Shofet Aharet. Hashem, gemul al gay, 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 gemul al gay.
מזמור צד דלת. אל נקמות אדוני, אל נקמות הופיע. הנשא שופט הארץ, השב גמול על גאים. עד מתי רשעים אדוני, עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו? יביעו ידברו עתק, יתאמרו כל פועלי אבן. עמך אדוני ידכאו, ונחלתך יענו. אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, ויתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו, לא יראה יח, ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם, וכסילים מתי תשכילו. הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט. היוסר גויים הלא יוכיע, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי הם הבל. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יח, ומתורתך תלמדנו. להשקיט לו ממי רע, עד יקרא לרשע שחד. כי לא יטוש אדוני עמו, ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט, ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולא אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני יסעדני. ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשו נפשי. הי חוברך כיסא הבוד, יוצר עמל עלי חוק. יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ולוהי לצור מחסי. וישב עליהם את אונם, וברעתם יצמיתם, יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו.
Selassie.
Rastafari.
Abba Gada.
Awasacha.
Taya
Kala Manasai Patada.
Warashata.
Admatai Rishaim. Yahuwah. Admatai Rishaim. Ya Elozu. Yabi owa yitaberu ataka yita amru kol po le aren amekayahua yedaku owa we nahelate ka we anu almana we gira yahirogu we atomima yeratsehu wayomru lo yir eh ya ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. Here, 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 today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Dalet, the 94th psalm, according to royal order, plea for divine justice. Here, picking up the Gimel, the third verse 3 to verse 7, the down presses are described. Admatai Rishayim, Yahuwah, Admatai Rishayim, Ya'elozu, Jehovah, how long shall the wicked exalt? Admatai Rishaim, Yahuwah, Admatai Rishaim, Ya'elozu, how long, Admatai Rishaim, Yahuwah, Admatai Rishaim, Ya'elozu, how long will they exalt? How long? The question does not imply that El Nekamot Yahuwah, that Jehovah cannot put an end to their deeds of violence, but wonders why he defers the exercise of his power. Admatai Rishaim Yahuwah, Admatai Rishaim Ya'elozu, Yabi'uwa Yitaberu Ataka. They gush out, they speak arrogancy. All the workers of iniquity, of moral corruption, they bear themselves loftily. They gush out. The same verb translated elsewhere as belch. They belch out. They pour forth a stream of arrogant words. Yabi'u yidabru ataka. They speak arrogancy. So we have Psalm 59. If we look at Psalm 59 Hebraically, verse 8. This idea of they gush out in Psalm 59, Mizmor Nun 8, verse 8 Hebraically. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Hine yabiuna befihem. Befihem, swords are in their lips. Chirabota besifatotehem. For who doth hear? Kimi shomea. This is what they say, swords in their lips. They say, kimi shomea. For who? Kimi shomea. For who doth hear? But here, they belch with their mouth. Behold, hine, behold, look and see, here it is. Yabi'un, befihem, with their fi, the fi, the pi, the mouth. The comparison in Mizmor Nun 8, the 59th Psalm, the comparison to dogs here in the 59th Psalm is dropped. And they are depicted as pouring forth a stream of malicious words that are as deadly as swords. Here's a link with Psalm 57 and 5. Kimi shomea, for who doth hear? Elohim,
They say they, will pay no heed to the cry of the man they have marked down for destruction and interfere with their designs, or so they be naive. But here the connection of they belch out, they gush out, they pour forth, the sense of the Hebrew, Yabi'u, 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 they gushing out, they belching out, Yidavru, attack, Yidavru, them speaking, attack, 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 them speaking arrogancy. Linked with Psalm 31, verse 19, Hebraically speaking arrogancy, where the verb is amplified by with pride and contempt. Now, the context of the judge in today's daily psalm is also very, very connective here. So the judge, he naseh shofet aharetz, lift up thyself. Here come the judge. He naseh shofet aharetz, thou, the I, judge of the earth. And here they're speaking out. Here they're speaking out. Yedabru atak, them speaking out arrogancy, connected with Psalm 31. Psalm 31, verse 19. Let the lying lips be dumb that speak arrogantly against the righteous with pride and contempt. Te alamna sifte shaker, sifte shaker, the lips sifte shaker, the lie, the lips of lies. Let them be dumb. Te alamna, te lamna, let them be dumb, unable to speak. Their sifte shaker, their lying lips, that speak arrogantly. Ha dovrot, ha dovrot al sadik atak, that speak arrogantly against the righteous. Ha dovrot al sadik atak, with here amplified with pride, begaiva. Vavuuz, some would enunciate it vavuuz, but in Afro-Semitic pointed Hebrew, be gaiwa, wabuz, be gaiwa, wabuz, with pride, gaiwa, and booze, and contempt, and booze, with pride and contempt, bear themselves, as it says, all the workers of iniquity, bear themselves loftily. Yitamru. Call po'elei awein. Now, here, the translators, many of the translators have translated this as bear themselves loftily. Play at loud talk. This is the Hebraicism of it, the sense of yitamru. Right, talking and, you know, playing, call all po'ele, awen, all the po'ele, the workers, the doers, call all po'ele, awen, all the workers of iniquity, of moral corruption, yitamru, you know, they play at loud talk, they chatty-patty, they play at loud talk. Amikai Yehuwa, ye daku, we nachilateka, ye anu. They crush thy people. Amika, Yahovah, oh, Jehovah, Yedaku. They crush, Yedaku. Amika, the I people. Amika, Yahovah, Yedaku. The minority, by their downpressive government, keep the whole called Yisrael in subjection. And afflict thy heritage with nachilatika, nachilat, thy inheritance with nachilatika, ye anu. They afflict the heritage, in a sense, even since they impoverish the heritage. Almana with gira, yahirogu, they slay. Almana, the widow, almana, wigir, the gir, and the stranger, the gir. They slay the widow and the stranger. We tomin, ye ratzehu, and murder, ye ratzehu, and murder, the tomin. We tomin, ye ratzehu. So note here we have the word for slay in the plural sense, Yahirogu, Yahirogu to slay, and also Yeratzehu, Yeratzehu to murder. They slay, they murder. Widows and orphans are always mentioned as those who particularly suffer when the ruling class is corrupt. Here, the stranger, the gear, the stranger is included among the victims, in violation of the mitzvah of the commandment that ordains for I and I fear treatment for him, according to second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus 22 and 20. Yomru lo yireh ya velo yavin Elohe Yaakov. And they say, Wayomru, and they say, Lo yireh ya, Jah will not see. Lo yireh ya, yireh ya, Lo yireh ya. They say that Jah will not see. So here Hebraically we have Yah. Yah, lo, no, yireh, to see, he will see, Yah, no, he will see, Yah, bringing out in the Hebrew Targum, they say that Jah will not see. Velo yavin, Elohe Yaakov, velo yavin, Elohe Yaakov. Neither will the Elohim of Jacob, Elohe Yaakov, give heed or understand the sense of Yabin from Banna. He would not comprehend, not understand. Wulo Yabin Elohe Yaakov. The Hebrew Yah-Jah found here. In their pride, these evil and ratchet men presume and assume to believe that Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, who rescued the suffering Bnei Yisrael, the Israelite sons, children of Israel, from the tyrant Pharaoh will overlook their tyrannous, their despicable tyrannous acts. He will not see. Here with Psalm 10:11. In Psalm 10:11, this same sense, right? Comparing Psalms of Psalms. In Psalm 10:11, we have, he hath said in his heart, Elohim, El hath forgotten. He hideth his face, he will never see. This is what they say. Here in Mizmor Yod, Psalm 10, which is themed the prayer of the downpress. Here, Hebraically, in verse 11, Amar b'libo shachach el. He satira panayo bala ra'a lanetzach. He hath said in his heart, Amar b'libo. El hath forgotten. Shakach, El. That El, true good, true God. Shakach. That El has forgotten. He satir, that he has hidden. He has covered, hidden. Panayo, his face. Balara. Not seeing la netzach, forever. To the writer and the psalmist and I, pious mind, nobody could act in this manner who truly believe that Elohim paid attention to his creatures, his creation's actions. And so he ends his description of the wicked, of the ratchet, with the same psychological Suke, psycho, soul, logos, talk, analysis, as at the beginning. It also makes a fitting transition to the concluding portion of the Mizmor, in that he and I and I and we calls upon El Elohim to expose the falsity of that mental attitude and that kind and those kinds of mental attitudes. Here, the second section of today's daily psalm, a brief Targum and Midrash, a build, Mizmor Sadai Dalet, verses 3-7, the downpressers. Downpresser man, the downpressers are described. Here, verses 3-7. Admatai Rishaim Yahuwah, Admatai Rishaim Ya'ilozu. Yabiwa yidabru ataka. Yitamru kola po le aren. Ameka Yehowa. Ye dako o. We nachilate ka. Ye anu. Almana wegera ya herogu wi tomima yeratsehu wayomru lo yireh ya wlo yavin elohe ya eko
ya eko ya eko ya eko ya eko ya eko ya eko ya eko ya eko ya
מזמור צד ד' אל נקמות אדוני, אל נקמות הופיע. הנשא שופט הארץ, השב גמול על גאים. עד מתי רשעים אדוני, עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו? יביעו ידברו עתק, יתאמרו כל פועלי אבן. עמך אדוני ידכאו, ונחלתך יענו. אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, ויתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו לא יראה ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם וכסילים מתי תשכילו. הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט. היוסר גויים הלא יוכיע, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי המה הבל. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יה, ומתורתך תלמדנו. להשקיט לו ממי רע, עד יקרא לרשע שחד. כי לא יטוש אדוני עמו, ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט, ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולי אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני נסעדני. ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשעו נפשי. הי חוברך כיסא אבות, יוצר עמל עלי חוק. יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ולוהי לצור מחסי. וישב עליהם את אונם, וברעתם יצמיתם. יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו.
Happy, happy is the man, אשרי הגבר, אשר תייסרנו, ומתורתך תלמדנו. Happy is the man, the man, the man. Happy, happy is the man, אשרי הגבר, אשר תייסרנו, ומתורתך תלמדנו. Happy is the man, אשרי הגבר, הגבר, הגבר. Happy is the גבר, הגבר. אשרי הגבר, אשר תייסרנו, whom thou instructest, O Jah. O Jah, Asher, te yasareinu, Yah, and teach us out of thy law, O mi torateka, and O mi from torateka, from the eye, male law, male direction, instruction, O mi torateka, te lamadeinu, and teach us, Tilamadeinu. Tilamadeinu. Here we have Talmud. The sense of Talmud. Tilamadeinu. Talmudim. Talmid. Disciple. Talmudim. Tilamadeinu. Ooh, mi toratika. Tilamadeinu. And teach us out of thy Torah. Torateka umi torateka. Happy is the man. Ashrei hagebber. Hagebber. The gebber. The gibor. The gebber. The gebber. The mighty man. The vigorous man. The man about that walk. Here we have in today's daily psalm, and here we are with Psalm 94. But this also is important because this psalm also is the psalm for the fourth day of the Shabuah. We have the psalm for the fourth day of the Shabuah. We have Psalm 94, what's known as the Wednesday evening psalm, the psalm for the middle of the Shabuah, the middle of the seven, the middle of what's called the quote weak, the middle of the strong, the fourth day psalm, both according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and also Judaically. Psalm 94 is the evening psalm for the fourth day called Wednesday. All right, so this is an important psalm right here, this meditation, this iditation. Zooming in right here, zooming in on verse 12. Ashrei, beatitude, the beatitude. In the New Covenant sense, Adonai Yeshua speaks on the beatitude. Blessed is. The blessed sense is not the Baruch sense, but the Ashrei, happy. KJV and other translations sometimes brings out this word as blessed, like in the first psalm, Ashrei Ha'ish. Beatitude, the man, the ish. Beatitude, the beautiful attitude of the ish. Ashrei ha-geber. Ashrei ha-geber. Happy is the geber. With this verse, we here compare and contrast Psalm 119, verse 71. In the Hebrew Bible, sometimes the numbering is one or so verse over. But the verse in Psalm 119, verse 71, around thereabout, it is good for me, for I, that I have been afflicted in order that I might learn thy statutes. It is good, it is good, it is good, it is good, it is good. Who says that? The righteous say that. The unrighteous, the ratchet can't say that. Oh, I was afflicted, I'm a good person. No. Mm-mm. The righteous say, happy. Happy. Here we have this. It is good for me that I have been afflicted. Afash. Afash. That's verse 70. Here, verse 71. Tov. Tov li. Tov li. Tov. Good li. Good for me. Tov li. Tov li. Ki. Oneti. Oneti. Ki oneti. Ki oneti. It is good that I have been afflicted. Lit ma'an, so that el mad, hu keka, in order that I might learn thy hook, thy hu keka, thy statutes. This verse here in Psalm 119, as compared with Psalm 94, verse 12, the Ashrei, the verse that reads Ashrei hagever. Happy is the man. It compares with verse 67 in Psalm 119. Before I was afflicted, I did err. I did err. Before I was afflicted, ani shogeg. Ani shogeg. I did err. Swerve from the course. I did err. We ata, but now, we ata. Imrateka, the I word, imrateka. Shamarti. I shomer. I hedge about. I keep. The I imrateka. We ata, imrateka. Shamati. This connects right here. We're in the eighth portion of Psalm 119. But zooming in right here and connecting it with here, Psalm 94, verse 12. Happy is the man. This is why we have said and we say it again. It might offend you. The truth may be an offense, but it's not a uckery. It's not a sin. That is good. It's good what happened to the lost sheep or what happened to I and I people, the 400 years. That was good. You see, in the previous Torah portion, the Chukotai Torah portion, the 33rd degree, before we cross over here with the fourth book of Moshe at the 34th degree, it says, and if they shall confess, vidui, from Yadaha. Yadaha, the same word we have Tawada, to give thanks, stretch forth their hands, to confess, to give thanks, right? In other words, for Yashar El, for Yisrael, if you notice the Psalms, it speaks about the good, the bad, the ugly, right? And in the spite of the good, the bad, and the ugly, we are giving praises. We are openly declaring. Many people pick up the Bible, oh, look what the Israelites did. Oh, look what David did. Oh, look what this one did. What did you do? What did you do? What did your people do? Do you ever admit in your sacred or writings, do you admit it? Or do you bury your hide? Right? He who hides his uckery shall not prosper. Shall not prosper. So it's good. It was good for I, for Josh's true people. Because this section here in Psalm 94, in Mizmor Tzadai Dalet, verses 12 to 15, speaks on the Tzadikim, the righteous, being vindicated, will be vindicated. Happy is the man whom thou instructest, O Jah. Here we have Jah in the Hebrew. Asher teyasareinu Yah, and teachest. Te lamadeinu, Talmud, Talmud, Talmid, disciple, who you disciple, umi torateka, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of Ra'ah, from days of evil, until the pit be digged, la Rasha, for the ratchet, the Rasha. For Jehovah will not cast off his people. Counterfeit Christianity would like you to make you be naive that Jah has cast off his people, but the word clearly and the reality clearly is that Yahweh, Jehovah, will not cast off Amo. Neither will he forsake his inheritance. Neither will he forsake his inheritance. For right shall return to justice. What the lost sheep will say, no justice, no peace. But the right. What's the right? The right must return to justice. Ki adas edeka, yashuva mishpata. And all the upright, and all who? And all the upright in heart, hatikal, shall follow it. We acherayo, call a yishrei lev. Call all yishrei, all the yashar, yishrei, upright, call yishrei lev. Lave, the upright in heart shall follow. Here's someone say, I don't follow, no, but I don't follow. I'm not a follower, okay, whatever. But for the righteous, the sufferings that the human being is called upon to endure may be accepted by him as, maybe, choice, it's all about choice, the choice factor, may be accepted by him as Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, his method of disciplining, discipleshipping, disciplining, and instructing him in an understanding and innerstanding, so he can come to an overstanding of divine, the divine provider, providence, provider, seeing beforehand, the provision, provider. If, keyword, that was the key word in the third book, if a man seeks the sacrament, if a man, this is how he should do it, if he accepts the experience in that spirit, in that irid, with that heart, hartikali, then truly he is Ashrei HaGeber, Torateka, the I Torah, used in a Hebraically sense, the Hebrew sense is a general sense of Elohim's self-revelation. The Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, His self-revelation, His revelation of Himself to man, to humanity, that thou, the I, may give Him rest from the days of evil. Lit HaShakita Lo, Mi Me Ra'a, from the days of Ra'a, Ra'a, until the pit be digged for the ratchet. Ada yikare, la rasha, shachat, until the shachat, the shite, the shachat, until the pit, the shachat be digged. Yikare, ada yikare ala rasha, shachat, until the shachat be digged for the rasha, for Jehovah will not cast off his people. Give him rest. What does it mean to give him rest? Le hashkit, le hashkita lau, le hashkita lau. This does not mean to make him physically secure, psychically secure, but mentally reassured, psycho-spiritually reassured and fortified. A good parallel here for the use of the verb, le hashkit lau, le hashkit. A good parallel here is from Yeshaya, Isaiah 7:4. Be quiet, fear not, neither let thy heart be faint. Be quiet. You know, like one says, I can't complain. Well, won't complain, right? Not in this mind. We let this mind be in I and I. In St. John chapter, this Johannes chapter 14, verse 27, the bequest of shalom. Shalom I leave with you. My shalom, shalomi, I give to you. Not as the world giveth, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither make it be afraid. Neither make it be afraid. Notice this right here. This is in our power. Some people, when they read this, they think they can pray and ask, oh, Lord, don't let me be troubled. No, that's for you to do. Your heart is yours. That's for you to do right there. Let not thy heart be troubled. It says, be quiet. It's a command. It's a command. Be quiet. Be quiet from all the, you know, from all the unrest, right? Fear not, neither let thy heart be faint. The man who has accepted Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true gods, Talmud, his instruction, direction, will not lose heart or faith, the emun, in the days of trial and tribulation. Why? Because he is convinced, he's persuaded that a day of reckoning, will come. Now let's recall the opening verse of the 94th Psalm, Adai Dalet. El Nikamot, Yahuwah, El Nikamot, Hofia. O Jehovah, thou the IL, to whom vengeance, retribution belongeth. Thou El, true good, true God, to whom vengeance, retribution belongeth. Shine forth, Hofia, Hofia, shine forth, until the pit be digged for the wicked. Ada yikareh, la rasha, shachat. Pit be digged. We have this also in Psalm 7:16 as well as Psalm 57:7. For Jehovah will not cast off his people. Ki lo yitish Yahuwah amo. Neither will he forsake his inheritance. We nachilato lo ya'ezov. Loya Izob, he will not cast off. It's unthinkable. Don't even think about it. Don't even think that way. That Ha Elohim, that the true good, the true God, Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu, would abandon Yisrael to the ravages of the lawless ruling classes and asses of the Democrat of the Donkeycrats. Alright? Especially for the people in this event horizon. For the right shall return to justice. Ki ada tzedeka yashu mishpata, for the right. The Hebrew term for justice, mishpat. Mishpat, mishpat, mishpat. What is mishpat? From shapat or shafat. It means the administration of law, the administration of Torah, Jah's direction, instruction. It will again be governed by equity. It will again be governed by tzedek, tzedek, for righteousness. Ki adas edek yashuv will return, mishpat will return to justice, and then we will have true shalom, justice and peace in Jah Torah. Faith with works is living in the liberty of His Divine Majesty. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Ashrei Hagever. Asher te yasareinu ya O mi torate ka te lamade 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 lamade.
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Achad, Achad. The reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, he who be we be our Elohim, he who be we be Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation then say, Achad hu Eloheinu gadol, Adoneinu kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy, Kadosh, Kadosh is his name, Kadosh, holy, and dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawah iti hua ne romema shemo, Yachdau, magnify he who be we be with me, Gadlu layawah iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne romema shemo, Yachdau, Yachdau, Yachdau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, thine, Lika Yahuwah, thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as arosh, as aras, over all. Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy, ki kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy and Isla, praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with His desire and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect Him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written, sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol ye, extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver, I live, I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant us, grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, I liverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, And the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe all of you greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he, who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amo Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, of he who be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amo, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amo, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation, is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O he who be, Notein ha'Torah, who givest the Torah, who giveth the Torah, law, 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 giveth the Torah, law,
Baruch atah Adonai.
Jam!
Rastafari.
Jam!
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach. Leolam Vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim. Benutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy dear testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in a the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tellin' no read up your Bible.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
For the first reading, the Rishon Aliyah, 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 Aliyah.
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael, hear for the noon parsha.
This Torah portion reading and feeding for Ki Tabo. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Give ear, hear for the Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. The Torah portion reading and feeding this manna. Hear, 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 picking up the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 26. Hear for Shabbat Ki Tabo. Sabbath when thou come in. When thou art come in. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear for the Rishon, for the first reading, the Rishon Aliyah. Hear for the first offering up, up offering here for this Shabbat Ki Tabo. Beshem Ha'av Wehabin Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Echad. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the one.
We be, the one. We be.
With Haya, Kiyatabo, Il Ha'aret Asher, Yawel Heka, Noten Leka, Nachla, We Arishtaha, We Shavtah, Bah, Bah, Bah. Hear, hear, hear. For the Rishon, for the first reading, the first up offering for this Shabbat Ki Tabo, Sabbath when thou come in. Here, picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 26, the Law HaTorah, direction, instruction of the offering of first fruits. Compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 23, verses 16 to verse 19. Here for the Rishon, for the first reading, the first offering up, up offering for Parshat Ki Tabo. With Haya Kitabo, Illa Ha'aretza Shari Yawa, Eloheka, Notena Leka, Nachela,
Nachela.
And it shall be with Haya when thou art come in, Kitabo, to the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee, I, for an inheritance. With Haya Kitabo Il Haaretz Asher Yahuwah Eloheka Notena Leka Nachla, and possessest it, possessest her, we Rishtaha, and dwellest therein, and dwellest in her, with Yashavtah Baha,
that thou shalt take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land, that Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, giveth thee, and shall put it in a basket, and shalt go to the place Hamakom, which Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, shall choose to place his name there. And thou shalt go to HaKohen, to the Kohen, the priest, that shall be in those days, and say to him, I profess this day, La Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the Elohim, that I am come to the country which Yahuwah swear to our patriarchs, to our fathers, for to give us. And HaKohen shall take the basket out of thine hand, and set it down before the altar, the Mizbeach of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah the Elohim. And thou shalt speak and say, Lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah the Elohim, a Syrian ready to perish was my father Avi, and he went down into Mitraima, into Kemet, into Egypt, and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians evil entreated us, I, and afflicted us, I, and laid upon us, I, hard bondage. And when we cried, La Yahuwah Elohe Avotenu, we cried to Jehovah, the Elohim of I fathers, I patriarchs, Yahuwah, Jehovah, heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression, our I downpression. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, brought us, I forth, Mitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs, and with wonders. And he hath brought, brought us into this place, and hath given, given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruit of the land which thou, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, hast given I, and thou shalt set it lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah the Elohim, and worship lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah the Elohim. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which Yahuwah Eloheka, which Jehovah the Elohim, hath given to thee, and to thine house, thine bait, thou and Halevi, the Levite, and the stranger that is among you. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second reading, the second up offering up, hear for this Shabbat Ki Tavo, Sabbath, when thou art come in. Here, picking up with the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book, called Deuteronomy, here at Deuteronomy chapter 26, at verse 12. For the Sheni Aliyah, for the second up offering up, the second reading, for this Shabbat Ki Tavo. Ki tekale la eser et kola ma esara te buateka bashana ha shelishita shenata ha ma eser. We na tata la lewi la ger la yatom we la almana we aklu bishareka we save. When thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase the third year, ki tekale la eser et kola ma esar te bu ateka ba shana ha shlishita shenat ha ma eser and has given it to the Lewi, ha Lewi, the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. We na tata la lewi la guerra la yatoma. We la almana. That they may eat within thy gates and be filled. We akalu bisha areka. We sabeu. Then thou shalt say, listen to Yahuwah Eloheka before Jehovah, the I Elohim. I have brought away the hollow, the set apart things out of my bait, and also have given them to Halawi, the Levite, and to the stranger, to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all thy commandments which thou hast commanded me, commanded I. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, nor given aught thereof for the dead. But I have hearkened to the voice of Yahuwah Elohai, Jehovah Hailei, and have done according to all that thou hast commanded me, commanded I. Look down from thy holy, thy Isla habitation from heaven, and bless Amika Yisrael, thy people Yisrael, and the land which thou hast given us, Ayinai, as thou swearest to Abodenu, Ayinai fathers, Ayinai patriarchs, a land that floweth with milk and honey.
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh gosh, in the promised land.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai.
Here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, the third up offering, the third reading here for this Parshat Ki Tabo, and for this Shabbat Ki Tabo, Sabbath, when thou come in. Here, picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 26. Here, Shema Yisrael, here at verse 16, Deuteronomy 26. And 16, here for the Shalishi, the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third offering up offering. Hayom haze Yahweh Eloheka mi'esaweka la etsota eta ha chukim ha ele we eta ha mishpatim we shamarta we asita otam bekol levabeka ua bekol nafsheka. The Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, hath commanded thee, to do these statutes and judgments. Hayom hazeh Yahweh Eloheka, me'ez aweka, la sota etaha chukim ha'ele, we etaha mishpatim. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul. We shamarta, we asita otam, bekola levaveka, u bekola nafsheka. Thou hast vouched that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, this day to be Eloheka, the I Elohim, true God, and to walk, to trod in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and to hearken to his voice, his vocal. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, hath avouched this day to be his peculiar people, his treasured people, as he hath promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, and to make thee high above all nations, all Goyim, international community, which he hath made, in praise, Isis, and in name, and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy and Isla, a set apart people, La Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the Elohim, as he hath spoken. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, the Rabbi'i, hear for the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah. Fourth of offering up here for this Shabbat Ki Yatavo, for this Sabbath when thou come in. Here, picking up with the fifth book of Moses, Moshe, the Hebrew book called, in English, Deuteronomy chapter 27. The stones of HaTorah, the stones of the law, the direction, instruction in Mount Ebal. Why Yatzau Moshe v'ziknei Yisrael et ha'ama leimor shamor et kol ha'mitzua asher anoki yametzau et kem hayom. And Moses, Moshe, with the elders of Yisrael, commanded the people. Why it's our Moshe with Zikne Yisrael Eta Ha'am, saying, Leimor, keep all the commandments which I command you this day. Shamor Eta Kol HaMitzvah Asher Anoki HaMitzvah Etekem Hayom. And it shall be on the day when ye all shall pass over Yardane, over Jordan, to the land which Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, giveth thee, that thou shalt set thee up great stones, and plaster them with plaster, and thou shalt write upon them all the words, all the devari of this law, of this Torah, direction, instruction, when thou art passed over, that thou mayest go in to the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee, a land that floweth with milk and honey, as Yahuwah Elohe Avoteka, as the Elohim of thy fathers, of thy patriarchs, hath promised thee. Therefore, it shall be when ye, when y'all be gone over Yardane, over Jordan, that ye, y'all, shall set up these stones, which I command you this day, in Mount Ebal, and thou shalt plaster them with plaster, and there shalt thou build an altar, la Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the Elohim, an altar of stones. Thou shalt not lift up any iron tool upon them. Thou shalt build the Mizbeach, the altar of Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, of whole stones. And thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon, la Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the Elohim. And thou shalt offer peace offerings, shalamim, and shalt eat there, and rejoice, lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah the Elohim. And thou shalt write upon the stones all the words, all devarim, of this law, of this Torah, very plainly. Blessings and curses from Ebal and Gerizim. Verse 9. And Moshe and HaKohanim, HaLewim, the priests, the Levites, spake to call Yisrael, to all Yisrael, saying, take heed and hearken, O Yisrael, This day thou art become the people of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah the Elohim. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice, the vocal of Yahuwah Eloheka, and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee, this day.
There's a lot of work to be done, O God, in the promised land.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, hear. Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Chamishi, here for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth of offering up here for this Shabbat Kitavo, for this Sabbath when thou come in. Here picking up the fifth book of Moshe, fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called in English Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 27, here at verse 11 for the Chamishi, for the fifth reading up offering. Why it's Al Moshe et ha'am bayom ha'hu le'mor. And Moses, Moshe, charge ha'am, the people, the same day, saying, why it's Al Moshe et ha'am bayom ha'hu le'mor. Eile ya'amdu le bareka et ha'am ala hara gerzin. De abarekema eta hayardena Shimon we Lewi we Yehuda we Isaskar we Yosef u Vinyamin we Eile ya amdu Allah hak lala de har evala Reuven God, we Asher, Uazivulun, Dana, we Naphtali, we Anu, Halim, we Amru, Eta Kol Isha Yisrael, Kol Ram. And Moses charged Ha'am, the people, the same day, Lamor saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. Eile ya'amdua li bareka eta ha'am al har Gerizim di abarekema eta hayardena Shimon, we Lewi, we Yehuda, we Yisaskar, we Yosef, u Zinyamin, u Binyamin. These shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless Ha'am, to bless the people, to bless Jah people. When ye, when y'all are come over Yardane Jordan, Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Joseph and Benjamin, with Eile Ya'amdu Allah Haklala Behar Ebal Reuven Gada we Asher Uazbulun we Naphtali. And these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. We Anu Halim, we Amru, et kol Isha Yisrael, kol Ram. And the Levites, Halim, shall speak and say to all the men of Yisrael, we Anu Halim, we Amru, il kol Ish Yisrael, kol Ram. And the Levites shall speak and say to all the men of Yisrael with a loud voice, we Anu Halim, we Amru il kol ish Yisrael kol Ram. curse be. The man that maketh any graven or molten image an abomination, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place, and all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Aurora Haish Asher Yasepesela Ua Maseka To E Batiawa Ma Isse Yideya Harash We Sama Basater We Anukol Ha'am We Amru Amen. Curse be he, Arur, Makaleh. Curse be he that setteth light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen. Arur, curse be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all Ha'am, the people, shall say, Amen. Aror, curse be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all Ha'am, all the people, shall say, Amen. Aror, curse be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, fatherless and widow, and all the people, Ha'am, shall say, call Ha'am. All the people shall say, Amen. Aror, curse be he that lieth with his father's Isha, his father's woman, his father's wife, because he uncovereth his father's skirt. And all the people, call Ha'am, shall say, Amen. Aror, curse be he that lieth with any manner of beast, and all the people, call Ha'am, shall say, Amen. Aror, curse be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and all the people, call Ha'am, shall say, Amen. Aror, curse be he that lieth with his mother-in-law, and all the people, call Ha'am, shall say, Amen. Aror, curse be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people, call Ha'am, shall say, Amen. Aror, curse be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person, and all the people, call Ha'am, shall say, Amen. Aror, curse be he that confirmeth not all the word HaDevarim, the Devarim of this Torah, of this law, this direction, instruction, to do them. And all Ha'am, all the people shall say, Amen. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael. Hear, 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 fifth book of Moshe, fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called, in the English, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 28, conditions of blessing in the land. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah the I Elohim, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee I this day, that Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, will set thee I on high above all nations, nationalities of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee, I, and overtake thee, I, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim. Blessed, Baruch, blessed, Baruch, Ata, Baruch Ata, blessed shalt thou the I male be in the city. Baruch, blessed, Ata, the I male be in the field. Baruch, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy king, and the flocks of thy sheep. Baruch, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Baruch, blessed shall thou be when thou the eye comest in, and Baruch, blessed Ata, thou the eye male be when thou goest out. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael. Hear, 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 hear,
there's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael. Hear, 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 for the Sheishi. Hear for the Sheishi. Here we have the Sheishi, the sixth Aliyah, 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 the sixth up offering. Hear, 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 for this Shabbat, Ki Tabo, Sabbath, when thou art come in, when thou come in. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Yiteni Yahweh eta oibeka hakamin oleka ni agafim le paneka. Bidareka echada yeitzau eleka uba shiba diraki yanusua lefaneka. Yahweh Jehovah shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee, I, to be smitten before thy face. Yitain Yahuwah eta oibeka hak amim oleka niadafim lefaneka. They shall come out against thee, I, one way. Bidareka echada yeitzau aleka, and flee before thee, I, seven ways. Uvashiba dirakim yanusu lefaneka. And Yahuwah Jehovah shall command Habraka, the blessing upon thee, I, in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand, thy yad, to. And he shall bless thee, I, in the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee, I. Yahuwah shall establish thee, I, as a holy, a set apart, an isle people to himself, as he hath sworn to thee, I, if thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahweh Eloheka and walk and tread in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name, by the Hashem of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and they shall be afraid of thee. And Yahuwah shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which Yahuwah, Jehovah, swear to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, to give thee. Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall open to thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain to thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend to many nations, many goyim, international communities, and thou shalt not borrow. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall make thee ha-rosh, the rosh, the ras, the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken to the commandments of Yahuwah Eloheka, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the devarim, the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, Elohim acharim, to serve them. Conditions which will bring chastisement in the land. Verse 15, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken to the voice, the vocal of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah the I Elohim, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Arur, cursed, cursed, ata, curse the I, be in the city, and Arur, curse, shall the eye be in the field. Aurora, curse shall be thy basket and thy store. Aurora, curse shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thine keen and the flocks of thy sheep. Aurora, curse ata, thou the eye be when thou the eye comest in. And Aurora, curse ata, shall the eye be, thou be when thou goest out. Yahuwah, Jehovah shall send upon the eye cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest, Yadeka, the I hand, the I yad, for to do, until thou be destroyed, thou destroyed, and until thou the I perish quickly, because of the wickedness, the ratchetness of thy doings, whereby thou, Ata, the I, has forsaken me, has forsaken I. Yahuwah, Jehovah shall make the pestilence cleave to thee until he have consumed thee from off the land whitherway thou goest to possess her, to possess it. Yahuwah, Jehovah shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation and with an extreme burning and with the sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue. And they shall pursue thee until thou perish, be lost. And thy heaven that is over thy head, Ashekah, the Iras, the Arosh, shall be brass. And the earth that is under thee shall be iron. Yahuwah, Jehovah shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed, until thou be destroyed. Yahweh, Jehovah shall cause the eye to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms, the governments of the earth, and thy carcass shall be meat to all fowls of the air and to the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. Yahuwah, Yahweh, Jehovah shall will smite the eye with the blotch of Mitzrayim, with the blotch of Kemet, and with the emerods, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. Yahweh, Jehovah shall smite the eye with madness, and blindness, and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. And thou, the eye, shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed, only downpressed and spoiled evermore. And no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, a Isha, Eshet, and another man shall lie sexually with her. Thou shalt build an house of bait, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given to thine enemies, and thou shalt have none, no one to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given to another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed, and thou shalt be only downpressed and crushed always. So that thou shalt be marred for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. Jehovah shall smite the eye in the knees and in the legs with a sore blotch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot to the top of thy head, thy ras, thy rosh. Jehovah shall bring thee I and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee I, to a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers, thy patriarchs, have known. And there shalt thou serve Elohim Acheri, other Elohim, wood and stone, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all Goyim, all nations, whitherwhere Yahweh Jehovah shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards, and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coasts, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee eye shall get up above thee eye very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, harosh, the rosh, the ras, and thou, the eye, shall be the tear. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee eye, and shall pursue thee eye, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou, hearkenest not to the voice, the vocal, the call of Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and a wonder, and upon thy seed, Zerikah, I raise forever. because thou servest not Yahweh Eloheka Jehovah, the I Elohim, with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore, shalt thou serve thine enemies, which Jehovah shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee, Jehovah shall bring a nation against thee, from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor shew favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy king, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, have given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which Yahweh Eloheka hath given thee, in the siege and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee, so that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife, the Isha of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things, secretly in the siege and straitness, where with thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words, the devarim, of this law, this Torah, that are written in this sefer, in this cipher, that thou mayest fear, mayest reverence, mayest respect this glorious and fearful and awesome name, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim. Then, Yahweh, Jehovah, will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, thy race, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long itinuance, moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Mitzrayim, of Kemet, of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave to thee. Also every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book, the cipher of this Torah, of this law, them will Yahweh, Jehovah, bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye and y'all shall be left few in number, whereas ye y'all were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice, the call, of Yahweh Eloheka, of Jehovah the Elohim. Continued disobedience to be punished by a worldwide dispersion. Verse 63. And it shall come to pass that as Yahweh, as Jehovah rejoice over you to do you good and to multiply you, so Yahweh, so Jehovah will rejoice over you to destroy you, to destroy you, and to bring you to naught. And ye, Yah, shall be plucked from off the land whither where thou goest to possess it, to possess her. And Yahweh, Jehovah, shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth, the earthly plain, even to the other. And there thou shalt serve Elohim Acharim, other Elohim, which neither thou nor thy fathers, thy patriarchs have known, even wood and stone. And among these goyim, these nations, nationalities, shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But Yahweh, Jehovah, shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have no one assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would an Elohim it were even, and at even thou shalt say, would an Elohim, the true good, the true God, it were morning, for the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see, and Yahweh, Jehovah, shall bring thee into Egypt, into Mitzrayim, into Kemet, again, with ships, by the way whereof I spake to thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye all shall be sold and selling yourself to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. And no man shall buy.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
And hear, Shema, Yisrael. No more again. And there ye all shall be sold and selling yourself. Continued disobedience to be punished by a worldwide dispersion. Verse 63. And it shall come to pass that as Yahweh, as Jehovah rejoice over you to do you good and to multiply you, so Yahweh, so Jehovah will rejoice over you to destroy you, to destroy you, and to bring you to naught. And ye, Yah, shall be plucked from off the land whither where thou goest to possess it, to possess her. And Yahweh, Jehovah, shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth, the earthly plain, even to the other. And there thou shalt serve Elohim Acharim, other Elohim, which neither thou nor thy fathers, thy patriarchs have known, even wood and stone. And among these goyim, these nations, nationalities, shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But Yahweh, Jehovah, shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have no one assurance of thy life. In the morning
thou shalt say, would an Elohim it were even, and at even thou shalt say, would an Elohim, the true good, the true God, it were morning, for the fear of thine heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see, and Yahweh, Jehovah, shall bring thee into Egypt, into Mitzrayim, into Kemet, again, with ships. By the way whereof I stomp shall be sold, and selling yourself to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. And no man shall buy.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Havarim, shalom, Shabbat, shalom. And here the Shavuah beginning. A new seven, a new strong first day service coming up at the top of the hour. Here we just completed the sixth Aliyah, and we're going to come forward with a Sunday service in about less than five, 6 or so minutes. But here on the outro here for the After the Shabbat podcast right here, Psalm 37, Sister Sojourner, understand this song. Yes, sir.
Why we people in the condition of poverty and slavery? This whole jacked-up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no. Blind eyes don't see. We find it in a Genesis. Make me try back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children. 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, food I never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem. Only one problem. Israel of them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and idolatry. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family is my ass, the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? Go on your knees and ask the Most High, if you really want to understand why. When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family needs to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why.
Sister Sojourner, understand this psalm. So here, yes, Shavuot Tov, a good strong seven to come, Melkam, and Amharic Melkam, Ehud, a good first day service coming up right now, call in or tune in, yes, I, Rastafari, Shalom.